citing concerns about the impact on local traffic, a variety of environmental issues and potentially setting a precedent for other upcoming developments to exceed set height limits. Numerous residents encouraged council to reject a proposed 9-story building on Gordon Street Monday. "We believe it is time for our city to support housing that fits into communities and engages the people living in existing neighborhoods in the planning process," commented Jackie McKenzie. "Developers and tribunals cannot be the only voice heard when creating our communities." Early in the meeting, a spokesperson for Reed's Heritage Properties, which is behind plans for 1373-1389 Gordon Street, announced plans to host further community consultations regarding the site, with potential to lower the height and make other changes to address neighborhood concerns. "This is the beginning," commented planner Hugh Handy. "We will look at all these things. If approved as is, the purpose-built rental building near the intersection with Arkell Road would see the ground floor largely used for commercial purposes and the top level as office space, with 7 stories of residential units containing 98 units with a mixture of 1, 2 and potentially 3-bedroom unit types. Current city regulations limit the height there at 6 stories. The plan also includes 162 parking spaces, including 4 accessible spaces, in a rear surface parking lot accessed from Vaughan Street. A total of 113 parking spaces are to be for residents and 49 parking spaces for commercial and office parking. Speaking directly to the developer at the end of the meeting, Mayor Cam Guthrie said, "You've got a problem here," adding he's looking forward to seeing what comes from additional neighborhood discussions. It was the parking lot plan which drew the most community criticism on Monday. Cutting down nearly 200 mature trees and leveling nearly all vegetation on the site mainly to put in a surface parking lot is unconscionable, stated Vaughan Street resident Marina Koszewska-Gozdyk. She raised concerns about the potential impact due to the loss of habitat on endangered bat species known to be in the area, in addition to the impacts of parking lot light pollution on them, as well as salt on the endangered Jefferson salamander that's believed to live in a neighboring wetland. "The solution here would be to put in an underground parking lot," said Koszewska-Gozdyk. "The vast majority of the trees that are planned to be removed might actually be spared." Several of the 9 delegates who spoke out against the proposal noted they're not opposed to development of the site, but rather this specific plan. "Adding more high-rise buildings here doesn't make sense," said Vaughan Street resident Paul Kraling. "This is a very significant site along the corridor. Traffic is just very difficult for citizens living here," added Gordon Street resident Claudia Espindola. "I always have so many issues getting in and out of my building." McKenzie presented council with an online petition that includes 152 signatures allowed under city rules, 172 in total, calling for the project to be rejected. "We're really not talking about NIMBY, not in my backyard," commented Ward 6 Representative Cowan. Dominique O'Rourke. "Overbuilding at that intersection is extremely detrimental." Monday's public meeting was held to gather feedback on the proposal. At this time, city staff have not made a recommendation to council for approval or rejection, that will come at a later date. Numerous studies provided by the developer, including an environmental impact assessment, have yet to be reviewed by city staff, noted Deputy Sao Jane Holmes. Reed's Heritage Properties is asking for a number of official plan and zoning bylaw amendments for the development. They include: increase the maximum allowable height to 9 stories from 6, allow a convenience store and microbrewery or brew pub as additional permitted uses, increase the maximum gross floor area of 10,650 square meters from 1,875 square meters, increase the maximum gross floor area per unit to 650 square meters from 625 square meters, reduce the minimum side yard to 7 meters from 16 meters, half of building height. "It does seem to be too crammed in," commented Cowan. Kathy Downer. "I think it flies in the face of what the planning documents are meant to do. I hope we see some significant change before it comes back to council."